The Federal Court of Australia is today expected to formally recognise the Kabi Kabi people as native title holders for the Sunshine Coast region. The Queensland South Native Title Services says the ruling will not impact public access to significant landmarks like the Glasshouse Mountains, Majimba Island and Mount Coolum for recreational use. The determination area covers Gympie down south to Caloundra and out west to Jimna. Sunshine Coast Mayor Rosanna Natoli has asked the Premier for a meeting to discuss the wide-reaching economic impact of Bonza's collapse and what measures could be implemented to soften the blow. The budget airline launched its first flight in January last year, and before going into administration 15 months later, it brought an additional 490,000 travellers through Sunshine Coast Airport, representing more than 20% of the airport's activity. Mayor Natoli says the annual economic impact associated with the loss of Bonza is likely to top $100 million and will be felt hard, particularly by the region's smaller businesses. Another dingo attack up on Garry Island should serve as a timely reminder ahead of school holidays for visitors to be vigilant around its dingoes. A two-year-old boy is okay after being bitten on the thigh by an untagged female dingo while leaving Lake Mackenzie with his family last week. Rangers have been patrolling the area. And briefly in sport, Sunshine Coast Lightning need a win this Sunday against the Giants to remain in finals contention in the Super Netball Comp. It's after a hard-fought clash with the Vixens on Saturday. Today at UniSC Arena, where the Lightning failed to secure a win by just a slim 2 points, the final score 61-63.